Hello and welcome to the show. This is podcast 187 of A Day at the Beach. My name is Clint Beachwood, and I've got just an hour's worth of some awesome, incredible, wonderful surf tunes. I'm going to start off with the Surf Raiders. They are not a modern surf band. They were basically a second wave surf band. Got their start in 1980. They put out several albums back then, all of which were pretty hard to find up until just recently. Now you can get them all at Bandcamp.com. So check out the Surf Raiders at Bandcamp. And I'm going to play a song off of their Raiders of the Lost Surf LP. This originally came out in 1982. It has just been re-released. And I'm going to play Crashed. Thanks for tuning into the show. This is A Day at the Beach, podcast 187. Thank you. There's a pretty little song done by Frankie and the Pool Boys called Iwa on the Beach. And that comes from their greatest hits LP called The Wet Season. Songs from 2008 to 2021. They're from Northern California, Frankie and the Pool Boys. Before that, it was Little Kahuna doing a song called Windward Breeze from a self-titled LP. I'll get to that in 1 second. And then the Surf Raiders did Crash. Crash was originally done back in 62, 63 by a band called The Creations. And Surf Raiders do it. It's just a cool song, isn't it? Pretty cool. Anyway, that's the Surf Raiders. Check them out again on Bandcamp. If you've looked for Surf Raiders songs and couldn't find them, now's the time to go get them. Little Kahuna, Craig Skelly of Little Kahuna, sent along 3 promo CDs to give away. And I have selected the winners. I did that late last night, and as on July 30th, as promised. Rick from Mesa, Arizona, and Johnny Z of Cedar Park, Texas, are the 2 lucky winners of this CD. I have 1 more to give away. I also have a Black Ball Bandits CD to give away, which I'll probably do on the next podcast. But for this next giveaway of Little Kahuna, I will keep those who did not win on this go-around. I'll just automatically put you in the running for the CD for this podcast. So no need to send me another email. Although you can if you want. I will not be disappointed if you do. And all you others out there who would like a free copy of Little Kahuna, let me know you're interested. Just send me an email, most likely at clintbeachwood.com, but you can send it to me on Facebook or Instagram, wherever you'd like to send me a message. Thanks again to Craig for sending along promo copies of his new release, Little Kahuna. Let's head over to the Netherlands and a new album by a band called the Surf Faders, not to be confused with the Surf Raiders. They have an album out called Shaken and Disturbed, and I'm going to play Sex on the Beach. This is A Day at the Beach, number 187.
Hey, I'm Jim.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Mark. And
we are the Breakers out of Chicago.
We got a new album out. It's called Torchlight.
It's on Charawaji Records.
Check it out, man.
You'll dig it.
Thank you.
You just heard The Routes. They come from Japan. They have a new album out on Double Crown Records called Shake Five. And the song I played was Guitar Weirdo. They've been around for quite a while. They have at least 10 LPs out. And their style is not strictly surf. They do some early 60s British invasion as well as garage and things, psychedelic and things like that. So check them out if you're interested. Most of these bands, if not all, you can find them on Bandcamp and other selected sites around the internet. So just go searching for them. My goal here is to give you a good idea of what the bands sound like. Then you can go check them out for yourself. And if you like what you hear, you can purchase their music. They would greatly appreciate it. Before The Routes, we heard The Breakers out of Chicago, Illinois, as you heard the band mention in their introduction. The song I played was The Other Side of the Clock from their brand new LP called Torchlight. Louis Bailey on an album that was released several months ago, I played Mermaids of Taboo Cove. Those are the instrumental stylings of Louis Bailey. The Metalunas before that, going back to, again, an album that was originally supposed to be released back in the 80s, but for various reasons was only released just a few months ago. The song I played by the Metalunas was Bikini Party, and the album is Interstellar Surf Party. And then the Surfaders did Sex on the Beach, and that album, once again, is called Shaken and Disturbed. Again, they come from the Netherlands. Let's head on over to Russia. Another song by Bamboogie Injections. This time it's Emerald Morning from their Orbit Chaos LP. Thanks for listening to the show. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's podcast 187. Thank you.
A warm hello to all beachgoers. We are
Boxer,
Mike,
Lars,
and Martin from the Leonides in Leipzig. And besides instrumental surf, we mainly played C64 games. And of course, the popular California games from 1987. For all those who don't know, you can surf in this game. We put this immortal 8-bit sound through our surf wave generators for you. So, have fun!
Thank you.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the international flair of modern surf music here on a Day at the Beach podcast. From Syracuse, New York, you just heard Underwater Bosses doing Surfers on the Storm. That comes from a sampler put out by LRS Records. It's their spring sampler with the Underwater Bosses. Before that, going up the coast a ways to Nova Scotia, it was the Green Reflectors and their new 45 called Quadruple Surf Fantasy. And one of the four songs on that 7-inch vinyl is Cat Burglar Cut Up. Before that, out of Germany, it was the Leonites. They covered a song out of a video game that came out around 1987 called California Games. And I laid down their introduction over the original video game song so you could get an idea of the original song and then their cover of the song. It's the Leonites doing California Games. And in front of that, it was Bamboogie Injections from Russia doing another song off their Orbit Chaos LP. The song was Emerald Morning. Up next, Atomic Drag from Northern Ireland going to do a song called Atomic Undead. I want to take just a second and thank the bands who recorded introductions to their songs. Appreciate it, you guys. Thanks for taking the time and energy to send in those intros, those promos. I think it adds quite a bit to the podcast. This is Atomic Drag.
Malignant demons issue forth from their graves in the dead of night to attack their victims and drink the blood from their veins. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Rob from Blackball Bandits. Thanks, Clint, for playing our music, man. We are releasing a brand new album off of Double Crown Records called The Cursed Island. We're so stoked about this record. This was our big COVID project. Like everybody out there, all the musicians will attest, we were all drinking too much and eating too much and wearing out those sweatpants and hoarding way too much toilet paper. But since we couldn't play live, we were going to go and do some recording. So we recorded 12 original songs and one cover of Dick Dale's Knight Rider. We're releasing on Double Crown, like I said. We're releasing it for CD. It's going to be online for digital and streaming. But also, we're releasing a limited run of blue vinyl records. So you guys can get your copy at our Bandcamp. You can look us up online on Facebook and Instagram. We are Blackball Bandits. So thanks, Clint. Everybody, thanks for supporting surf music. Let's keep surf music going. All right.
Those were Blackball Bandits right here on A Day at the Beach podcast number 187. They did Tima del Pistolero, and again, their new album, The Cursed Island. Before that, the Dirty Licks from Tucson, Arizona, did Baby Rattle from their new LP, Dusty Boots and Snakeskin Suits. And the set started off with Atomic Drag, self-titled EP, and I played Atomic Undead. I'm wondering if Atomic Drag sometimes might send out the wrong message and people showing up aren't quite ready for a surf band. Just a thought. We're going to close the show with three songs. Up next is The Choya. I'm going to play another song off their new album, Anthropocene. The song is Tropicana. And then a song by The Tremolo Beer Gut. I'm going to play Jive Jimmy Jumba featuring Evan Douglas Foster. This coming off their new LP, You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut. They come from Copenhagen, Denmark, and Evan Foster comes from the state of Washington. And closing the show off with Santos Morcegos, they're going to do Ford Tanis from their LP, As Narco Corridas dos Santos Morcegos. And that will wrap up number 187. Again, try to win the CD, Little Kahuna. And also my thanks to Frankie and the Pool Boys for providing the background music from the Wet Season LP. And thanks to Rick Wilkinson for sponsoring the podcast with Austin Ribbon Mics. We'll see you next time around. My name's Clint Beachwood. Adios.
This is Evan Foster from the Boss Martians and No Count Records.
And this is Yibo from the Tremolo Beer Gut.
And you're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast with your host, Clint Beachwood. This next song is called Jive, Jimmy Juma, featuring a guest vocal from yours truly. This is one of the singles available on the brand new Tremolo Beer Gut record entitled You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut, available now on Music Recordings and No Count Records.
The Backyard
galegos lideraban presuntamente dende Cambados unha rede de narcotráfico. Están entre os